This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
I was just telling Sam during the break that my young daughter is like obsessed with my wife. I think most like babies like prefer their mother. It's not that big a deal. Mama, mama, mama. It's like, you know, dad's here too. In the middle of the night, Sam, I go walking in my sleep. If my daughter wakes up, and she like wants to be comforted, so she'll be like, she stands in the crib. That's how you know when she's standing. It's like, okay, like gotta go in there because she's like hysterical. I'll go in there sometimes in the middle of the night. Middle of the night doesn't have to be like 3 a.m., like 1 a.m., whatever. And I open the door and I walk in. I'm like, hey, honey. And she sees or hears that it's me, and the crying intensifies, and she just points to the door and goes, mama, 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 until my wife hears on the monitor and has to come in. So all the young dads out there are like, you want to be a dad? Like, look forward to that. Being treated like the boogeyman in your own house by your own child. I love my daughter very much. Moving on with the prop bets. Niners and the Giants. No pass rush expected here for San Francisco, for me. I think that's going to open things up down the field for Darius Slayton. Darius Slayton, over 42.5 receiving yards. And this Giants defense, the secondary, is in tatters. I'll take a shot on Mac Jones' favorite target, Mac Jones. The Bourne ultimatum. Kendrick Bourne, anytime touchdown for San Francisco. Colts and the Steelers. Alec Pierce, one of my favorite players in the league. Like, used to just be like a straight line, 9-route wide receiver. Really has kind of added a new dimension to his game. I think he's so good. I think he's going to shred this defense down the field. Alec Pierce, Alec Pierce over receiving yards. You can bet his touchdown. If you're going to bet Jonathan Taylor to score, Sam, he's minus 250 to score a touchdown. Minus 250. I think you just bet him to score multiple touchdowns. I don't know how the Steelers are getting stops in this game. Like, I can be wrong, obviously. I think the Colts are going to score a lot. And for the Steelers, with Scotty Miller expected to miss this game, how about the tribal chief, Roman Wilson, the head of the table, the leader of the bloodline. Roman Wilson, anytime touchdown. Texans and the Broncos. I do like both Texans rookie receivers, both at low numbers with Nico Collins and Christian Kirk back. Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel. Up to you, the listener, viewer, which one you like more. I prefer Noel, I guess, just because Noel's like likely to get more targets in the slot, but I do like Higgins and Noel today. Anytime touchdown with Marvin Mims out for the Broncos. This is why he's out. This is why he's out. It's because he has a concussion. That's why. Pat Bryant, the Illinois product. Anytime touchdown for the Denver Broncos. Scored last week against Dallas. Jaguars and the Raiders. If it doesn't happen this week for Brian Thomas Jr., it might be curtains this season. No Travis Hunter. The Raiders defense sucks. it's time for BTJ. I'm not betting it. I'm starting him in fantasy. I'm just saying. Brock Bowers receiving yards prop today is 55.5. No Devin Lloyd. Like, I think he's going to remind everyone, like, hey, like, everyone loves Tucker Kraft and Tyler Warren. I'm actually the best tight end in the league. Brock Bowers over receiving yards. I think all the anytime touchdown prices suck here. Trey Tucker isn't terrible. Jaguars give up explosive plays on the perimeter. I just want to throw this out there for fantasy league and for Sammy, for your league, where you have a bunch of players injured. If Bashaul Tootin is available on the waiver wire, Jacksonville's rookie running back, coming out of the bye, I am banking and betting on him emerging as Jacksonville's number one running back at some point in the near future here. I'm stashing him wherever I can. Rams and the Saints in Los Angeles. The Shell Necklace, Puka Nacua, 93.5. I think he clears 100. Also, like Chris Olave, 55.5. He will definitely be Tyler Shuck's number one receiver. Anytime touchdowns. This is where, like, I do the work, so you, the listener and viewer, you don't have to. I spent time last night and this morning, true story, watching Game 7 of the World Series, grinding New Orleans Saints preseason box scores. And Tyler Shuck was playing a ton. Tyler Shuck showing rushing prowess in the preseason, including a rushing touchdown, and threw a 54-yard touchdown to Mason Tipton. Now, Mason Tipton doesn't play that much. He may not play, and they might get zero targets in the game. I saw a 35-1 at BetMGM. If they're down late, why can't he get in the game? You put $2 on him, and he hits you in $70, just saying. Mason Tipton, anytime touchdown, and I have bet Tyler Shuck to run in a touchdown as well. Chiefs and the Bills. Sam, we talk about sometimes here, like wide receivers, I think, being way underpriced. Rashee Rice's first digit in his receiving yards prop is a 7. Like, it just can't be with what this has been since he came back. Rashee Rice over receiving yards. And apparently Clyde Edwards-Helaire, remember him? He's back in Kansas City. Is going to get some... I can't bet Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I'm actually... Scratch that thought. For the Bills, Jackson Hawes is their 6th offensive lineman, except he's a tight end. Jackson Hawes, anytime touchdown. I think they're going to play a ton of 3 tight ends today. 6 offensive linemen, keep the Chiefs off the field. Jackson Hawes, anytime touchdown. I think Mike Shope likes him. And then Seahawks and the Commanders. JSN, we're to the point with him where I think when he goes up against bad secondaries, the first number in his prop needs to be a 1. It's a 9. JSN over 98.5 receiving yards. And anytime touchdown in this game with Cooper Kupp likely out, with Jake Bobo out and Derek Young out in the receiving core, I think you'll see the Seahawks run a ton of 2 tight ends. That brings A.J. Barner into play and rookie Elijah Arroyo. You can bet both. You can bet 1. The choice is yours, dear listener and dear viewer. And those are the props coming up for Week 9, NFL Sunday. Sammy, anything cooking on the big board right now or anything else before we get to the parlays and the teasers?
I should feel good about this, but anytime I'm on a side that keeps moving day of the game, I get nervous. I don't know why that is. Jacksonville is now 1.5 at multiple books in Vegas. So this was 3 on Wednesday, Thursday. A lot of books are 2.5. A lot of books are 2. Now we see 1.5s. So the Raiders' realism is kicking in, and the Bowers explosion is kicking in. I should love this move, but I also hate it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think any better of any amount of time can certainly understand that feeling. I at the very least, and it's no solace if they lose, like, you made a great bet, right? Like, that you did your job, right? As a bettor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Bet three, yep. It's 1.5 now.
Are you going to bet Jacksonville minus 1.5?
No. No.
Okay.
If Travis Hunter were playing, definitely yes. The number wouldn't be 1.5 probably if Hunter were playing. But I was going to lay like Jaguars 2.5 or 3 if Hunter played.
So that's been sort of the big mover in the last 8 minutes or so. They took more of the Raiders. And they're also now they're betting the Falcons again. Taking the 5.5s, knocking them back to 5. That is literally pros against Joes. As we talked about earlier, I talked to multiple Vegas guys that book bets on these games. The wise guys keep betting Atlanta, and then other people keep betting and parlaying and money line parlaying the Patriots. They really need the Falcons to win outright. That could be the biggest decision of the day for them. If the Falcons can beat the Patriots and kill all these parlays. That is one of the most parlayed sides of the entire weekend, New England.
So, pros, bet Falcons plus the points.
Yep.
Joe, which, and this doesn't mean like, this is not indicative of what's going to happen in the game. Joe's, Patriots laying it, and Patriots money line. Who, is it like, then the, what's the subset of people betting Falcons money line? Like me, idiots? What does that classify as?
I can ask if you'd like. Are idiots betting Falcons money line? No, I would never say. I would never say somebody betting a 4, 5, 6 point favorite to lose is an idiot. I mean,
as a joke. I just think it's funny that like the Falcons get a ton, and the money line price is not really moving. Like it's +200 at BetMGM, despite the move on the side towards Atlanta.
Yeah, no doubt. I think when the house says we need this dog to win, anybody betting that dog would definitely not be an idiot per se. Another move, this is happening as we speak. They're laying San Francisco, and we may get to 3 against the Giants. So this has been a number that hasn't really moved that much this week. And now we're looking day of the game, 30 minutes away. A lot of these 2.5s just got blasted on the Niners.
Would you bet Giants +3?
No.
Oh, I would.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really high scoring game. So I'd like to take the points in this. Honestly, like forget about the points. I'm just going to take the Giants to win.
I would like to revisit a conversation we had where you said the Giants are going to give up a million points.
I would like to not revisit that conversation.
Okay. Well, I like them now. That's funny. That's a full circle spin right there. I love that.
Well, the Giants can score a million points also, and if they give up a million points.
If they score 1,000,001, it wouldn't matter.
I can tell you, that would be the greatest over of all time. 48.5. Here's 2,000,001 points scored in the game. Anything, and I'm sure the answer is no, because he would have said it, but just because it's the game of the day, anything with the Chiefs and the Bills?
No, it's been hanging out. You know, we talked about the move that happened at the last hour, the end of the last hour, rather, where they did come in and lay some 2 on Kansas City, out to 2.5. I'm looking, BetMGM still has 2. Other books have 2.5. The consensus number, though, Nick, is Kansas City -2, which, again, would imply that if this game was in Buffalo, it would be like 5, 5.5. And I think this number's wrong. But we'll see.
I would like to no longer revisit that conversation either.
All right, let's just talk about our underdog moneyline parlay, because I think we both have the same team.
I am redacting both of those conversations from today's show. We can talk about pizza and other games. You bet on the Sunday. Underdog moneyline parlay and then teasers, and I will say, because you put yours in the chat earlier, I like it a lot. I like yours a lot. I like mine too, but I think I like yours more, honestly.
So I, this morning, put Broncos and Raiders in there. And that was it. And then you mentioned Falcons money line, and I got a little creative. Didn't take much. All I had to do was do this. Click one button.
Well, I got to tell you, I really twisted Sam's arm on this one.
All I did was just click one time and add the Falcons to create a Falcons, Broncos, Raiders money line parlay at 13-1, plus 13-19.
I don't have the Raiders in because I have like an irrational thing with the Jaguars, and it's honestly like I need to stop because like they're not who I thought they were going to be, and Travis Hunter's not playing. I need to like divest myself from the Jaguars. Atlanta, Denver, and the New York Football Giants.
There we go.
It sounds bad coming out of my mouth. Plus 13.19.
Oh, same price as mine. 13.19.
Same exact price.
Wow.
Pick your poison, people. The Falcons, the Broncos, and your dear old Uncle Tony. Do you get that reference or no?
No.
Little heavyweights. Ben Stiller, Tony Perkins.
Oh, of course.
Just course. Father Sky, Mother Earth, and your dear old Uncle Tony. Maybe Ben Stiller.
I remember
best
a lot
ever.
Of things. You remember everything, though, from songs and movies. I am amazed by it.
You know what's funny? It's like I have friends that can that'll be like, hey, like we went out this night in 2006, and you took your shirt off in the bar, and I'm like, I don't remember any of this. Just the things you just guess you remember the things you want to remember. Shout out to Public House in Midtown Manhattan. Go ahead.
For some reason, I'll never forget the time that we went to Emmett's in Chicago and you ordered shepherd's pie. We were all drinking like fishes. And then the server comes over and we were ordering rounds of shots and we ordered another round of shots. And she said, anything else? And Nick goes, shepherd's pie. It was not that kind of hangout. And then you ordered it and got it. And then my one buddy goes, damn, that looks good. I want one.
It was good. And then I believe the next night was the night. And so I still bring this up on Uber Eats sometimes. We ordered gyros at like 2 a.m, right?
Maybe later. Maybe like 3 or 4.
Yeah, it was good times, man. Good times. 2019, nice. Valentine's Day weekend in Chicago. Who needs romance when you've got Nick Kostos and Sam Panayotovich, beef and potatoes, and a nice crust on top? If you had to put a two-team teaser together, what would it be?
Oh, it'd be Buffalo, for sure. Especially I can get that through 7. Buffalo up to, I mean, one book lets me do it to 8.5. Buffalo up, and how about Washington?
Raiders. What are Raiders?
+9. Yeah, Raiders too. Raiders and Bills, final answer.
That's really good, actually. 1990 AFC Championship game, Memorial teaser, Bills 51, Raiders 3. I don't bring the paper towels up when my wife asks, but I can tell you the final score of the 1990 AFC Championship game. Best bets for every game closes the show, coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.